From the Crate, thanks to your friendly neighbourhood record store, Southbound Records.
The licorice for the big long ones, you know. Oh, excuse me. Hi, Troy, how you going, man?
Hello, how are you?
Just talking about licorice. This food thing's getting stupid. I like those big natural ropes. You know, the big ones.
The red ones, the Dutch,
getting from like organic shop. Natural molasses-y, licorice-y stuff.
And they don't look like straps. They don't look like seat belts.
No, they just look like a lead like this. Like just a cable.
Oh, I know the ones you're talking about.
Yeah. They're big and stupid, most awkward things to try and unwrap and eat. but then you have to eat the whole thing then. I love those nerd ropes. They're really good. It's like getting on the acid, but on lollies. Troy, let's go. Let's get in the crate. We're in the crate.
This week we got a few things.
The crate, mate.
Yes. We've got a few things that are all on the shelf now, but not for long, probably.
Not after this.
The first one we've got is one that Sarah bullied me about bringing down. Was phoned me up about four times in the last week.
She's seething about this, isn't she?
Yeah. Saying you have to bring this, and I'm like, you know what? All right.
Yes, I said. No one tells Troy what to do.
Sorry.
Numero Group have put out some really fantastic compilations, as we know. Their latest one, Numero 72, is entitled Seafaring Strangers, Private Yacht.
You describe that cover, Troy. That's a beauty.
This one here, it's a photograph from, I would say, the late 1970s of a middle class family.
Average beach.
Yep, and an average beach, and they're reversing up their yellow car with
a convertible,
and they're reversing up with their thing, which is not actually a yacht at all.
It's a fizz boat.
Yes, that's what it is, but it matches. It's a nice yellow
matches
color.
The car. Maybe they got a 2-for-1 on that.
But I just know they were really proud of this.
Hell, I mean, hey, no one's knocking it.
What kind of yellow would you call that?
Living La Vida Loca, however you want to do it.
It's like New Zealand butter yellow.
It is kind of like that.
Margarine yellow.
Anyway, so it's a compilation called Private Yacht.
Private Yacht.
What sort of music is it, Troy?
Well, it's a...
Steady now.
In the last few years, people have started to group a particular kind of smooth AOR type music from the late 70s and 80s as something called Yacht Rock. And I think that sounds to me like
just changes to some shorts straight away. Yeah, I've got pants. Those are pants.
Okay. And of course no one at the time thought they were making anything called Yacht Rock, much the same as nobody thought they were ever making a Northern Soul record back in the day. These are things that other people have decided will group these things together. There's some common characteristics. It's this kind of thing. Now Yacht Rock, it would be the sort of thing like Christopher Cross.
Is this
the genesis of the name then, the sailing song, which is thought to be?
I think it is actually.
But also it's a lifestyle. It's a
choice.
Pina colada songs, you got right. Hard out.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Totally.
It's very white, isn't it?
This is the thing, you don't hear yachting mentioned in hip hop.
No,
much.
You don't.
That's that in lawn bowls, no.
No. And also there's
darts.
No. And there's no funk in it either, is there?
Very little funk.
And very little soul, too.
Yeah, unless you're Steely Dan and you think you have soul.
Okay, well, I think that Steely Dan Gaucho record is considered to be yacht rock, but probably the real touchstone are the abominable Hall & Oates.
There's no room in your heart for just maybe guilty shut pleasure them down. Hall & Oates.
No. Oh, okay. Shut down Hall & Oates apart from right. She's a maniac.
That's Michael Cimbello.
But it's on the Flashdance soundtrack, okay?
Yes, it is.
That's
even. Anyway, now apart from all of these like big successful smooth type
man-eater.
apart from all the successful
No woman singing yacht rock, by the way.
No, hell no.
No, background singers only.
It's very white. Middle class male,
coked up. Think you're living a flash lifestyle.
Yep. Yeah, grow a moustache. Think it's
just
not,
prior to your bankruptcy.
Yeah. Anyway,
third divorce.
Okay, it wasn't all like that. Now, all over the United States and probably all over the world, there was like thousands and thousands of musicians who thought I could make a go of this kind of music. I could actually do it pretty good. No one's going to side me. Fine, I'll put it out myself.
Good call.
Or I'll get my mate to start a little local label.
Yeah.
And we'll do it like that.
My one successful mate, they were all acting like.
Yeah. And we'll break through. course, no one broke through. Well, not on the Numero compilations. And I think it's a really important thing to like go back and find. I mean, you never really get the full picture of history, do you? You never do.
That's true. That is true. Without having a look at the failures and the peripherals.
That's right.
You don't look at what actually was really going on. If for every great big massive band, there's 14 billion trillion bands that just didn't crack it.
That's right.
What's the maxim? The thing you put on your cute animal poster? History is written by the winners.
Or is it the victors?
Thank you. There you go.
What about the one with Richie McCaw that said, "I don't believe in magic. I believe in hard work."
It's a different kind of poster.
That's right. Ruin Harry Potter for me, you dick. Oh, no, I don't mean that. Anyways, so some people had a little bit more success than others. And in the case of who we're going to hear from, Seafaring Strangers, Private Yacht, there's a man called Jim Spencer who'd even made a folk album in 1973. He's from Minneapolis.
This has got a bass line on it, though. It might not be funk, but it's got a bass line.
That's funky.
It's kind of disco rather than funky.
Yeah, good call.
It's got that cocaine slap bass sound to it though, hasn't it?
Yeah.
And
there's the backing vocal.
Rare female appearances.
Oh no, you'll have to get a backing vocal singing from the kitchen or something, you know. Good use of synthesizers, you know.
Yeah, this is 1979, so relatively modern for the time.
It's quite racy too for yacht rock, isn't it?
It is. Wait till you hear Jim's vocal though. This is the
Is this him? Come in, Jim. I wanna wrap myself up in your love and drinking sweet wine from your skin. Kissed you for 24 hours. Oh, so your body's covered in spit.
Always a little bit gross.
Start all over. A little bit gross, yeah. And then start all over again. Jim! The bass is really, it's like Busy Hands, but in a bass.
Yeah.
I used to like this song of you.
Yeah, huh? I wanna bury my face oh so deep in your hair. Do everything you've ever wanted me to. Apart from leave. Oh, this is beautiful. What do you mean he didn't make it?
Yeah, why?
He'd be sitting there on his porch still listening to this going, I can't believe this didn't crack it.
If I just had just a little bit of an opening opportunity.
I got ripped off by my manager.
Who went on top of the world.
Ah,
there you
yuck.
Go.
Someone rightly texted the captain and Tennille, and yeah, you'd be right there too. That is a female singer.
You're right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to
hear all your wild morning whispers. Your wild morning whispers?
Maybe that's why I never got any
radio.
It's
Bursa Money, yeah. All right, thank you, Troy. That's enough of that.
Okay, now
the memory says I'm going to taste you as deeply as you tasted me.
All right, now, okay, so
what a considerate lover, sir.
I don't think we should be like totally dismissive.
I'm not, man. I'm into it. I want a copy of it.
You do. All right.
I want a copy of it for when the lights go down.
But you can see there's like
just kick back with a.
There's nothing actually totally amateurish. A shaker like a maraca. There's nothing totally like amateur or you know, there's a lot of effort has gone in. It's
it's not rubbish.
No, it's not. But it's just slightly misses the mark.
Yeah, but can you say that now? But here we are in 2017.
Listening to it.
Talking about it on this massive, awesome radio station.
That's right.
Broadcast live throughout the whole of the planet. So I'm just saying, Jim, maybe just don't count your chickens. It might still happen. Maybe.
But the beauty lies in the mistakes, eh, guys?
Well, you could say that. but this is a double LP, and it is full of
that sort of stuff.
Yep. Quality, well, of a particular quality. I'm not saying highest quality, but it's all kind of like that, and there is nothing which isn't at least interesting.
I tell you what a journey to sit down and just put on a double LP of that stuff.
Yeah,
you're committing to a relaxed lie back in the beanbag, eh?
Yeah, man.
Down on the conversation pit.
Sarah's already done it.
Oh yeah, smooth and interesting. Pour yourself a drink.
What would you drink? Oh my God, you're so into this, eh?
Cutty sock.
cutty sark. What actually is that?
What about an exotic drink like Karuba or something?
It's rum and coke on a boat wearing boat shoes.
Or like strawberries and gin in a blender. Just something out there like that.
Probably can't use a blender at that stage.
I want to taste you like you tasted me.
Right, moving on.
Okay,
so we'll move on. What do you want to go for next?
We've got, I don't want to blow your secrets. We've got Blue
Right.
Drawer,
let's go for the soundtrack All of right. this movie.
Great soundtrack!
Now, weirdly enough, I've noticed over the last few months, people have been like going mad for this kind of movie soundtrack. We've sold heaps of Guardians of the Galaxy. I don't even know what the movie's about or
on
anything.
On vinyl?
On vinyl.
What?
Yeah.
Because you know what? Because they have really, like, especially with Guardians of the Galaxy, I've had a quick browse of it, maybe, and they've really put a lot of effort into that soundtrack. And this particular one, you can announce that, Troy.
This one here is from a film entitled Baby Driver.
Edgar Wright's film Baby Driver. You might remember that we spoke to Edgar Wright about it, about the soundtrack, and about 30 years he assembled the soundtrack. He put the soundtrack together.
And it really looks like it.
Have you seen it? Seen the movie yet?
Nope. Don't need to. I listened to the soundtrack and thought, right, that's good enough for me.
My life's a movie, mate. Don't need to see it.
And it's got that guy in it.
It's a really good movie, man. It's like I really enjoyed it.
Are you not a Ham fan?
No, I'm not. I mean, I think he's hasn't been placed in the right. He does a great job in that movie. He's a standout from him.
He's well
cast. And him.
Yep.
They're both well cast.
The only bad thing about that movie is the relationship thing. About him and the girl. That sort of pissed me off. It was a bit boring.
This one or him?
No. This
baby.
One. This one and that with these two.
Baby himself. Those two.
Yeah, okay. It was a bit like an old 80s jeans ad, I thought.
Well, none of this could have been on an 80s jeans ad.
Obviously, you didn't imagine that in your version of it when you listened to the soundtrack.
No, I didn't. What we got here is a soundtrack that kicks off with John Spence of Blues Explosion doing Bell Bottoms.
And that is a spectacular piece of cinema.
It is.
Yep,
that's how it
really
kicks
is.
Off.
Yeah, it really is. It starts that sets the tone for the whole movie, and it's that's what he based the whole movie on. Basically, it was his idea with that song, and the vision he had in his head, and then it all grew from there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So he goes through. We got even just side one is Bob and Earl, Jonathan Richman, Carla Thomas doing B.A.B.Y., which is great. Dave Brubeck Quartet.
Some
that's
beauties.
Side one. Side two kicks off with the Damned. Goes into the Commodores, and then two songs called Deborah, one by T-Rex and one by Beck.
Makes sense when you see the movie.
Okay. Incredible Bongo Band are on there. The Detroit Emeralds are on there. Alexis Corner's Blues Incorporated. You don't see them on too many movie soundtracks, do you now? And the one we're going to play is the first one on side C. Now, people are going to recognize this, whether they know the song or whether they know something else.
Just that's awesome.
Yeah. And no, it's not Dr. Dre with Snoop Dogg.
It's that brass.
Well,
solid.
The artist in this case, David McCullum, is playing the oboe.
We're talking to Dr. Zemke tomorrow about the oboe.
Is that right?
And
there you
we
go.
A travelling change, yeah.
Yeah, we were lamenting the oboe tracks.
There it is there it is there.
Damn it.
See, she's not that big on the oboe, is she? I think it's got a place. It's certainly not the recorder.
I dig it. You know who David McCullum is, right? Still is, in fact. Still alive. I know you do.
Do I? Hang on, I'm just thinking what I do. Am I thinking of the right person?
David McCullum, the man from Uncle.
Yeah,
the invisible
yeah,
man.
He's on CSI.
NCIS.
Ouch,
is yeah, this is him.
Just tooting his oboe.
Tooting his oboe. He also conducted this orchestra.
Stop it. Really?
And he worked with...
Something terrible in NCIS, isn't he? That's what he's on.
Yeah, and he's 83 years old and he's still playing a role. Yes.
He looks a lot younger. But then again, he plays a... doesn't he play a coroner or something? No, autopsies, whatever an autopsy hero does.
Probably just plays an oboe
probably
at home, though.
Probably does
his
own plastic surgery or something. I love that era of that triumphant elephant brass. Not played by elephants, of course, but...
Now, this was written and produced by the great David Axelrod.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. How old is it?
1966, this came out. It was actually Axelrod and McCallum did three albums together, I think. This was from the first one. So McCallum came up with the ideas for the arrangements, conducted, played the oboe.
Who would have thought, eh? Awesome.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Awesome.
And at the time, he was Ilya Kuryakin, the man from Uncle.
Wow. Wow.
Anyway, so I think this is like a really great tune anyway, and I'm just...
It's a great soundtrack. It really is.
Who else is on there? Martha Reeves?
Young MC?
We had a grand old time playing Focus's Hocus Pocus.
Oh, dear me.
After we interviewed Edgar Wright.
Oh, dear me.
But once again, you see the movie, and it's absent. That's one of the better songs in the movie, seriously. And that was another one that he had the scene for. Yeah, you know, he wrote the scene to the song.
Right, okay. No? So, was there a reason he has two Dutch rock songs in a row, Hocus Pocus by Focus and Radar Love by Golden Earring?
Radar Love is a song that I actually hate.
Yeah,
I hate that
too.
Song. I really do. I've never understood why people like Radar Love.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not keen on it.
It's a bit like Louie Louie, to be honest. I mean,
I like Louie Louie. I love Louie Louie.
I like it because it gets brings everyone together and everyone sings along and stuff, and it's great. And it's
like, sound like they're drunk.
It's just not, you know, it's just like, well, really, so might as well do the hokey tokey. You know?
Well, you can do that if you like.
You're not going to get your cool people aren't going to join in though. You know, you want your cool mates to join in. Anyway, but this soundtrack sold phenomenally well all around the world, hasn't it?
It has, yeah, and it's been flying out of our shop Southbound, not least because of Sky Ferreira's Easy, which we play in the shop quite a lot.
Because you're relaxed, because you're a comfortable bunch in there.
Yeah. Sky Ferreira doing Easy like
Sunday morning. I can imagine that the Southbound Records install playlist is pretty pristine. I can't imagine there's a lot of shitters in there.
Do you fight or do you get turns?
It depends who's actually in the shop at the time. I'm not going to go any further than that. Someone's a bit of a hog and it's not me.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, no, shit, no.
No, not me.
Is it Roger?
Someone just texted in. He's absolutely right, too. He was also Steel from Sapphire and Steel.
That's right, he was. Yes.
That's an out of a TV show.
I love that.
Sapphire and Steel.
Sapphire and Steel with Lumley. Joanna Lumley.
Yeah, man.
All right, what do we got? Last one?
Last one is this one here.
Oh, that's available. That's on vinyl. And
it's on double vinyl.
Double, beautiful, heavy
and,
double vinyl.
And comes with a download with an extra track, which is that... bonus one, Danger Mouse with Run the Jewels and Big Boy.
Good tune.
Right. Now, this here is a record which originally came out in 1978. This is a limited pressing of 1,000, and they're already all gone, except in our shop where we've got only four of them left.
Of the 1,000 never pressed?
Yes.
Oh, repressed?
Repressed.
Repressed.
Now on Test Tube Clear with Blue Splatter Vinyl, this is the fantastic X-Ray Specs Germ Free Adolescence album. You're familiar with this, Sarah? Mike?
I've heard of it, but I'm not familiar with it.
Polly, your girl Polly.
Polystyrene, this young lady.
I know that name, yeah.
Unfortunately deceased now, but I know just before she died, she did an interview on BFM over the phone from a hospice. Where she was getting treatment, yeah.
Who bothered her there?
Well, no, she was she didn't mind, I don't think.
Okay, good.
Anyway, X-Ray Specs, probably best remembered these days for the tune "O Bondage Up Yours." But this album, what a fantastic pop record. This one here, possibly one of the greatest pop records in 1978 that came out of the UK.
Old claim.
And
I much like you, Mikey, have a bit of a distaste for saxophone when it pops up. But I can handle the saxophone in X-Ray
Specs. Sometimes it's just like someone bringing a dog into a movie or something like that. It's just like, what are you doing?
I don't mind that either, but
it works. It's a racket on X-Ray Specs.
So this one here, The World Turned Day Glow, is the name of this one.
There you go.
Oh, that's a good song.
Nice production, though, eh?
Yeah.
It's really hard to get a good jig, 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 jig.
Thank you.
really love the production on that.
It's very nice. So, of course, this is... can you consider this first generation punk? I think so, yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
This kind of was. Why?
Sounds like they're having a good time.
Yeah, although this whole record, Germ Free Adolescence, is kind of about consumerist society and things like that. And importantly, on this particular reissue, it's got the original liner notes where Polly's talking about all the songs and about how they relate to the plastic society and consumerism and disposable culture.
When was it, 1978?
1978, yep.
Interesting, eh? Because it just got more and more plastic and disposable after that.
Yeah. But great record. I knew it would sell quickly everywhere. But yeah, like I said,
so
we've got
four hotly contestable records up there, sitting there for any wanton BFM listeners that have decided they want to be part of that 1,000.
That's right. Yep, it's four up there. I think Sarah's already got this one. Sarah will be up for Seafaring Strangers, Private Yacht.
Private Yacht too, not just your private yacht.
Private Yacht.
I'll tell you what, I might be able to get us into the private yacht. It's like, you know, when you used to be able to get a private spa or Waiwera.
Could you?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
What did that involve?
Maybe you just had to book it.
Privacy, man.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear me.
Oh,
the way you're laughing,
whoop, whoop,
makes me think you know more than you're letting on.
You learn from experience, you know, so. We didn't have enough money to rent a private spa.
It's a solid album, that one.
Introspects, The Day the World Turned Dayglow was the name of the song.
Germ-Free Adolescence, the name of the album from 78. You can get it at Southbound.
What about if you just don't have a record player and you want to play it on CD? Too bad.
In this case, we don't actually have a CD version of it, no.
So, yeah, once. Too bad.
Because this is your limited repress, yeah?
That's right. But we do have CD versions of Baby Driver and Seafaring Strangers, Private Yacht.
So you could play Baby Driver? While you're driving?
The CD of Private Yacht, if the romance ramps up when you're listening to it, you mean you don't have to get up and change the record. Yeah.
But what if you're listening to it while driving your car?
Well, you should pull over and have your romance then.
Because your other car's a yacht.
I don't have a car. I just got if you drive me down to my yacht, just lift back to my yacht, into the marina.
Marina. I live in the marina.
Okay, Troy, thank you very much for coming in. Always a pleasure. And where can people buy these records?
Southbound Records, we are a record store on Simon Street, number 132, just past the motorway overbridge and just beside T. White's Bikes.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street, next to T. White's Bikes.